Greetings in the light of the most radiant one. I am Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. I am so excited to talk to you tonight. There are so many wonderful things I'm really, really thrilled to share with you. So first of all, we're going to continue a little bit on the same theme that we started last week and touched upon briefly the week before, which is your upline connections. Reviewing your connections. I'm in Hollywood, California right now, or nearby, and here, it's all about connections. Who do you know? Who are you connected to? Who can open the doors of opportunity to you? But it's interesting because that same principle applies on all planes and dimensions, including the celestial. So we've all heard the old saying, location, location, location. Well, your positioning in spirit is really important, too. Where are you positioned in your life, in those connections that you have made? And where have they placed you in the context of where you really want to go? Where are you headed? We will tend to veer in the direction that we're focused. It's like riding a bicycle. Don't look at that tree if you don't want to run into it. And likewise in the spiritual world, where are you headed? And, of course, we're looking at a very, very beautiful thing that's happening now on the Earth as we transition from a vast galactic program that is now completing and in its graduational phase. This is an enormous galactic program, universal program, really. That is, if you can wrap your head around this one, it's the culmination of 12 billion years of unfoldment. We are completing a half time within that of 6 billion, within a smaller cycle of 25 million years. So we haven't even looked at the 26,000-year cycle of the Mayan calendar or the calendar of Nibiru, which is, 3,500. So you're looking at a universe that operates in cyclic progression, the matriculation and the inauguration of new programs, new connections, which enable new experiences, both in the superluminal worlds as well as your everyday life in the third dimension. Or actually, we're in the transitional phase where we're anywhere between the third and the fifth dimension and probably oscillating back and forth very rapidly. Feel tired lately? Guess why? So all of those aches and pains and sleepiness and tiredness and your brain is not really working at all, give yourself a break and realize that things are happening in your life that you haven't even imagined but are more wonderful than your wildest imaginative fantasies could possibly have postulated. We are literally in the greatest hour of our personal incarnational cycles. There has never been a greater incarnation than this one. There has never been a time of greater opportunity. There has never been a more wondrous season than the one you're in right now. Many of us, as I've said before, will not see death in this incarnation. That sounds outrageous. How can that be? When the gravitational flux lines that hold your holographic projection, i.e. your body here in time and space, when those are shifted to the next higher level, you automatically move into an articulation of light waves concomitant to that level and a multidimensional outpicturing of yourself that applies like a re-echoing refrain on many, many dimensions at the same time. In other words, you truly are a re-echoing refrain of divine love and light and wisdom being spoken into the cosmos by the very mind and heart of the Almighty Creator. Yes, 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 that is exactly what we are. We are the Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, the celestial melody, the living word, the divine cosmic chord, and you are connected. Now, most of you aren't aware of your connections. And why is that? Well, in the first instance, most of us are so busy trying to make a living, raise kids, and survive, there's very little time left over for the greater and bigger thoughts that we would like to fill our minds with. Some people think, oh, when I retire, then I'll think about it. Well, no, you'll probably be too occupied with your physical body and your aches and pains at that point. So now is the time to prioritize really allotting, just like you would allot time for a date or a party or something else in your life, allot a time every single day when you have a date with your spiritual upline. I went through the lineages and the orders last week, so I'm not going to repeat them. But I want to take it on from where I left off last week. I want to speak a little bit about one of the most unusual lineages that you have a contact with. Why? Because I'm a point of contact for this unusual lineage. And bear in mind that if you're really finding a resonance with what I'm sharing, then no doubt whatsoever about it, you are connected to those lineages that I have spoken of and that I represent. I represent about nine different spiritual lineages. So pay attention to your contacts. Yes, even listening over the airwaves to a radio show. What makes you listen to that particular show? That is a contact. Pay attention to those random meetings that you seemingly have in time and space. Your life is like one of those, one of those ships at Disneyland or Disney World. They're going along a cable underneath the water to a destination, which happens to be the port where they're going to pull in. But it looks like a lot of action is being done by the captain to steer the ship. But that's all show. Really, underneath that ship, there is a cord, a cable, a big wire cable, pulling it along a pre-described and sure course. In a very similar way, our lives are very much like that. We have, before we incarnated, a particular set program that we as a spirit, sitting down with our masters and our spiritual mentors and upline, have ascertained will be one of three usually direct routes to what we want to achieve in any given embodiment. This embodiment for most of us is the best one and the final one for this particular planet. We're going to say tootsie goodbye very, very soon to the third dimensional Earth and the karma dramas that have been waged on it for many, many historical cycles. Many of you have participated in those cycles and you're really tired of them. If you look at this planet, it's largely a planet of war and more war and war again and many wars and so forth and so on, and we're all tired of it. So what we're moving into is a dimensional spectrum that does not have war. It does not have that adversarial component at all. It is a realm of divine love and divine peace. So obviously, if you have a great affection for battle, you probably won't want to go where we're going, and you probably won't, because it is for those who truly are the peacemakers, the peace walkers, the children of light, who are indeed here to bring the peace of God and the divine kingdom energies to Earth. So having said that, again, we're looking at contacts and your affiliations that open the doors to where you want to go in your life and that are part of your awakening strategy. It's very interesting. Some of my awakening came in the strangest of forms. The first one I described a couple shows back where I was contacted by my spiritual teacher in the dream state, and I didn't meet him physically until 20 years later. Needless to say, I was a child. And I had no idea who the person was. It was just a dream mentor. And then, later on in life, it was a checker, grocery checker, in Safeway in Santa Barbara, California, that served as my point of contact to meet this teacher. And then there was a very strange little curio and bookstore in Las Vegas, Nevada, that was the agency and instrument that brought me into association with the Ashtar Command and my first very first spiritual mentor of the Ashtar Command. And so it's very interesting how God's angels are parked in the most unusual places. You can walk by maybe somebody that's, you know, a bag lady on a bridge, and that person will give you a message from God. Don't discount any particular strange disguise that the higher forces may use to contact you. And sometimes the more unusual, the better. So be looking. Be always observant of who you are meeting and the connections you're making and the situations that you are choosing to place yourself in. And again, if you are one of those closet Christs that the show is encouraging to come out of the closet, check it out right now. Are you connected? And are you maintaining that connection by staying connected? To be a Christ means to be an anointed one, a divinely commissioned, empowered person living on purpose, having a purpose-driven life. So you have to ask yourself periodically, if, unless of course you don't and you just know your purpose, some of you do, but look at what purpose drives your life. Very, very important. And as that purpose drives your life, it's the overall intention of your heart that will be the bottom line of your lifetime. If the overall intent of your heart is to serve God, to know and love and serve God, and to know and love and serve your fellow man, you absolutely are in the right positioning to have the highest upline connections and the greatest spiritual support that you can imagine, because you are living a life in harmony with the divine purpose and will of God at this time on this planet, in this cycle. That's what's going on. Now I'm going to do a little I'll do a little visualization here for a moment for you, and at the same time I'm going to be leading this, I'm going to be activating each thing that I speak of, since part of my mission assignment is as an activator and a decoder. So if you're in a place where you're sitting down and not driving a car or doing anything that you need to focus on, and if you are, you can listen to this show on an archive later and do this practice, but I'm going to lead you in an activational visualization to enable you to get a sense of what you may be looking like when you are correctly positioned in your entrance into the higher superluminal worlds. So imagine yourself standing, spread-eagled, arms outstretched, legs outstretched, in a five-pointed star, your head in the upward point. Visualize yourself encased within a pentagon of rainbow light that has five globules of beautiful superluminal light, all part of that rainbow. Imagine over your head a pyramid, the eighth template, with a beautiful purple, ruby, silver, and gold flame shooting out of the top, which indicates the activation of your five superluminal extensions of your subtle bodies. Imagine that your body is resonating with all of the divine names of God that have ever been chanted, spoken, adored, loved, and represented the Most High. Imagine a beautiful jewel on your forehead that enables you to receive telethought communication directly from Source, from the highest throne worlds at any given time. Imagine yourself floating in deepest of space, radiating divine light and glory, and that you're connected with superluminal, beautiful elliptoids of light, the axial tonal lines that connect us in divine relationship to all things, galaxies, worlds, and dimensions. Imagine yourself being able to be free to think yourself anywhere, and in a nanosecond, you can be in the farthest, most beautiful, imperishable star realm. You can be sitting in the council of the Elohim. You can be conversing with the greatest and most glorious archangel, with Michael or Gabriel. You can be co-participating in creating the next birth of consciousness for another seed program of light. Or perhaps you will choose to be a fleet being that births out of your essence a new race. Expand the sense of self to begin to embrace of a life that you will be living consciously in the infinite, open-ended, ever-unfolding beauty of worlds within worlds, galaxies within galaxies. Take a deep breath. Activate, integrate, and align. And we ask this through the office of the Christ, the Lord Jesus the Christ, the order of Melchizedek, in which he stands as its high priest forever, the office of the Christ that he heads with Moses and Elijah, and the 144,000 ascended masters from all backgrounds, creeds, and periods of history. And we seal this in the energy of the solar cross. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Now that integration will set itself in its own timing within you. But as we work each week, you'll notice, I trust that you will notice that there will be a greater sense of coming home to yourself, that divine part that in highest truth you have never left within the heart of God. Remember that we are simply returning our awareness to a place that we've always been, to a state that remains eternally safe in God. So, I just mentioned Elijah as one of the ones that holds the triplicity that anchors the office of the Christ with Jesus and Moses. And it was the prophet Elijah who in the Bible was said to have been caught up in the flaming chariot. He, along with Enoch, never knew death. Enoch was caught up in the Zohar body, which is the fifth and highest of your fivefold spiritual bodies, which we could call the bliss body or the Ananda Kosha in Sanskrit. But Elisha was caught up in Merkaba, because the Hebrew word for chariot is Merkaba. So he was caught up in Merkaba, which again is an extension of your bodies of light, which takes its own, it looks very much like if you've ever seen a photograph of the Sombrero Galaxy. It looks like the shape of a spaceship. And so your vehicle, your flaming vehicle, your chariot or Merkaba, also, when your light bodies expand out, takes that shape. So this is the cloud that Jesus and Moses and Elijah were caught up into at the time that Jesus transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was caught up into a cloud, and the cloud spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." This is an example of the Merkaba. And Elijah set the template for our collective gathering through Merkaba and activated that grid for the new energetic programming to be accessible to all of the advanced peoplehood of God. When I say advanced, I mean those chosen ones who have also chosen back. the door is open to the proverbial wedding supper, and anyone may enter who will. But you have to be dressed right. And to enter into the wedding supper of the Lamb, remember the bride I spoke last week means humanity, and the bridegroom represents the higher programs of the Christ Oversoul. So to enter into this level and dimension, we must have on the seamless wedding garment, which is the pure white light of these expanded light bodies that we are in the process, even as we speak, of having expanded and developed. Now, it may seem difficult to those of you who have really been going through difficult times emotionally and mentally to imagine that any good thing can come out of Nazareth, so to speak, the Nazareth being in ancient times, Nazareth was the place that everybody looked down on because kind of, you know, low life lived there. It wasn't a place of prestige. So the old saying, can any good thing come out of Nazareth, was sort of a, you know, like a, a sarcastic joke. So you might look at your life as the Nazareth you're in and thinking, can any good thing come out of this? And I can say, you bet. Diamonds come out of a piece of coal with enough time and pressure. So give yourself a break again and realize that as difficult as the passage through time and space can be at times, you are in the very perfect place to develop that body of light if you have chosen back. If you've chosen back and said, yes, Lord, count me in, I'm on your team, you're good to go, and you don't have to worry about it from then on. Just keep on the path. Just keep doing those things that you know love you, love and lift yourself and everyone around you, and you're fine. Now, the interstates that we're speaking of are just that. They are inner, and they have very little, if anything, to do with your outer states. Begin to understand that your outer life is not to have a happy life or good life. No, no. Not if you're an initiate of the higher light. Your outer life is for testing, overcoming, refining, clearing, undergoing, and training for mastery. Mastery of what? Mastery of all of the many different kinds of conditions that you're confronted with in your day-to-day life. We are to master them. We are to become very proficient in knowing how to direct energy, shift energy, transmute energy, anchor energy, and direct energy to serve a specific purpose. We are learning as quickly as we can to master ourselves, our bodies, our emotions, our minds, and our life patterning. So that's the purpose. It is skill in problem transformation and in walking as an integrated energy of love and light and joy, of goodness, kindness, faith, humility, patience, and self-control. And that, of course, is the fruit of the Holy Spirit that comes when your spirit is totally whole and integrated within you. You are this wonderful combination of clarity, joy, and freedom, just breathing in and breathing out and being present with whatever's going on in your life. That is the desired outcome of all of your spiritual practices, your meditations, your chanting, your spiritual exercises. When you get to that stage, you have completed the basic Life 101 on EU, Earth University, and you're ready to graduate. So I hope this has been a clarification for you, because sometimes we look at our outer lives and we tend to misjudge ourselves because we think, I don't have anything together in my life. But let me ask those of you that have been married, on your wedding day, before you walked down the aisle, was everything a mess? Were you hysterical, you women? Were you crying? Were you men looking for the nearest exit? Was your tie on crooked? Did you have a million second and third and fourth thoughts before you walked down the aisle? You ladies, were you absolutely freaked out, your mascara running, your hair drooping from the perspiration and the nerves and everything else? Did you spill something on your wedding garment? In other words, you were a mess, weren't you, before the wedding? Of course you were. You were a mess. Your emotions, your mind, your everything was all in a big uproar. But when you walked down that aisle and that energy of commitment hit you, and that angel that guards your life, the Kindel angel that comes and stands with each person as they come forward to make that covenant with the other person in marriage, when that energy descended on you, then you were completely centered in the spirit, and the congregation was then weeping. Your mothers and fathers and everyone was then receiving that impact, which caused them to weep. But you were walking in empowerment if you really were certain of what you were doing on that day. And in an exact analogy, that's where we're at today. We are in such a mess, most of us, in clearing last-minute round to it. I've often said that the fourth dimension is the plane of the round to it. Those things are going to get around to it one day, and now today is the day that you're going to have to get around to it, because passing through the fourth dimension is much like passing orange juice with all of its seed and pulps through a sieve. The pulp and the seeds are going to stay this side of the fourth dimension. That is to say, it's going to stay in the third dimension where it has to be worked out. And that juice, and only that juice of divine love, is going to make it through that sieve into the fifth dimension. So without supernatural help of the Holy Spirit dwelling within each one of us, the Spirit of truth and guidance, we wouldn't do very well on this progression at all, because this is divinely orchestrated, and all we can do is show up and hang in there, because it's not about what we're doing, but what God is doing through us in spite of ourselves. That's the good news. Now, that's a very long segue into the topic I want to address now, which is that mysterious lineage of spiritual travelers. That is another lineage that I represent as an agent, point of contact, called the spiritual travelers. These are the way showers. These are those unusual men and women that take you into the God worlds beyond where every known religious book and course of study, meditation, and path in the outer world can take you. It's a purely inner path. You approach it through an outer physical teacher who you are connected to by an agent that you will encounter. Those of you listening to my radio show are being contacted through this agency. But you are then contacted in some manner inwardly and offered what is called the spiritual promise. A spiritual promise is where you are asked if you would like to make this your last incarnation in the physical realm. And if you say yes, and you won't know whether or not you said yes, because this all happens in the out-of-body state that we call dreams, some of you might remember an encounter, but on a general rule, most of you don't. But what you'll find yourself doing is being connected in some way by a series of, again, outer agents and outer situations where you're brought to a teacher that is a spiritual traveler. How can you tell one? Well, they look very unassuming, very ordinary. They will never say they're a great guru or a master. Usually they don't. There are some lineages in India where you could say, yeah, there's the master. But the ones I'm working with are Americans, and they're very non-assuming. You might think they're a businessman or a shoe salesman or a used car dealer, or, you know, they're ordinary. They don't put on any kind of airs. They don't make generally any claims, but they have the ability to give you an inner conscious experience of yourself on the inner planes. And they also can teach you and work with you on the outer planes. And so it's by their fruit and the fruit they produce in your own life that you know them. As I've said before, they generally contact you in the dream state. And then you're led to a place where you can study with them in the outer. You are ready for a traveler when you have completed all of the light initiations of the mystery schools and the meditations and the yogas and all of those things that constitute working your way through the physical and the astral and the causal and the lower mental realms, which is the highest that all outer teachings and books will take you. The spiritual travelers give you a series of active inner processes that they call spiritual exercises. Because, as I've said before, the spiritual realms are not passive. You don't sit and wait for the Lord to come to you. At that level, you take off from your third eye and you go to the Lord. And you move your awareness. I think it was back, back in 1994, I think it was, that Ashtar came and told Solariel and I that he was not going to be opening any instruments to receive transmissions from the command that were not able to be contacted at the soul level or higher. Because, he said, many, many thought forms had been created of him and of the command that were now being indwelt by lesser entities that were presenting themselves as Ashtar and members of the Ashtar command, but in reality were not that many imposter spirits. So he was closing down channels right and left at that point, and causing his many, many thought form projections that people had created in the lower worlds to be destroyed in one form or another, which lent itself to many very funny, actually it was to us it was funny, stories of Ashtar, you know, doing this and that and the other thing. And he laughed when I shared some of the stories with him, and he said, well, I'm like the Roadrunner, I'm like Loopy de Loop. You know, I keep popping up, you know, even after I've been flattened or whatever, I keep popping up. And we had a good laugh over it, because shortly after that, the largest bird I ever saw in my life, which later we found out was a Roadrunner, landed on our porch in our Ashtar Command Center in Sedona. And it was so funny, because as soon as he said that, you know, then he probably sent a Roadrunner, or I don't know if he manifested as one. But anyway, the synchronicity was very, very funny. But the point I'm making here is that to work with the Ashtar Command at its higher level, and remember, we are representatives of the high command of Orion and Sirius and the top Orion region of the imperishable God realms. We are the, you could call us the divine taxi service for the throne worlds of the Most High. And we work with the throne energies, the throne realm energies of the superluminal God worlds. So we're not your average UFO extraterrestrials working in the astral planes, or even the mental and causal or etheric planes. We step down into those planes to contact people and to do what we need to do. We have fleets that go into those lower worlds. But we, in the highest levels and echelon of the Ashtar Command, which I represent, we come from the throne worlds. And that's why when you tune into the program and you hear some of the things I share, you think, gosh, that's Ashtar Command? Yeah, that's the real Ashtar Command. That's what we're about. We're about moving and transitioning and ascending this world through the expansion of awareness, through the purification of consciousness, through the return of divine awareness to your eternal state, to sharing with you the keys and codes of soul transcendency that enables you to move your awareness beyond where you're stuck and to expand into your divine heritage and to inherit everything that the Father has prepared for those who love Him. So, yes, we're about the divine throne worlds of Abba Nartumid, the Lord of Light, the Father of all light, and Yod-Heh-Vod-Heh, and Jesus the Christ, and the lineage of the travelers that come out of that It's often been said that the Lord Jesus the Christ was the greatest spiritual traveler that ever walked the earth. And I certainly subscribe to that. But be that as it may, many of the most famous people that have marched through the pages of our history in science and letters and you just name the field and you will find that more often than not, that was a spiritual traveler. They may not have worn the hat of a spiritual teacher because many times they don't. They don't have to. They don't have to be a spiritual teacher. They don't have to outwardly teach meditation. Jesus didn't. He had an inner core of people that he worked with. Peter, James, and John was his inner core. They invariably will have a triad of very close people around them and 12 disciples that form their immediate group. That's almost a given for spiritual travelers. So in that respect, he showed very clearly who and what he was, but his teachings, his real teachings, are given on the inner. So likewise, these spiritual travelers can initiate you into the physical initiation of the sound, light and sound of God, but then you have to do the work of moving your inner awareness into those levels and gaining your own expertise and experience of what it is to be a multidimensionally conscious master of yourself and of the areas of responsibility and radiation that you are accountable for as a spiritual being. And remember, I've also shared with you that we create the universe that we live in, that we call our life. Every single emotion goes into creating an astral realm that we have around us as our astral body. Every thought goes into creating a mental universe that we have around us as our combined thought field. Many of you that battle with so-called demonic entities are really confronting your own negative thoughts. These are the children of your own consciousness generation. And yeah, there is a bad guy, a big, bad guy in the sky, so to speak. But mostly your enemies are of your own household, which are within your own inner realms of consciousness. And once you've taken care of them and forgiven and loved and dissolved them in your unconditional love and forgiveness, generally speaking, you don't have an affinity with the big bad guy on the outer either. And remember, all negativity ends at the soul plane when you go beyond the bipolar planes of duality and polarization. That ends at the fifth dimension of the soul plane. And from thence onward into the throne world, start at the 12th dimension. I give that just as, you know, a reference point for you, although different teachers will give you different languaging and sometimes multiplicities of 12, but I like to keep it just simple. So at this point, I'd probably stop and ask if you had any questions, but since we're not doing that on this show, I'm just going to have to keep going here with some more thoughts that occur to me on this topic. Connecting with your spiritual traveler is the most important thing in the world for you. I often suggest that people start with asking. The old saying of ask and you will find, ask and it will be given unto you, seek and you will find, and knock and the door will be opened unto you. Those words in the original Hebrew indicated an ongoing process. So you keep asking, you keep knocking, you keep seeking, you keep doing what you can to uncover that precious jewel. And it's not generally found in the obvious places. It's found in the places that most people don't think to look. It's found in those quiet moments when, with all your heart, you're longing with such a homesickness that you just think you're going to die inside and you don't know where your home is. That's when my traveler came to me. And it can be at a time when you're in your deepest pit of despair. And out of that darkness, you scream, Jesus, help me. Save my soul. Get me out of this. Or it can be that time when you go to see your grandmother or your grandfather and they look at you with a funny look and they say, come here, son, come here, daughter. I have something I want to tell you. And they reveal, perhaps, that they are members of the secret order of the Wayshowers. Maybe they're what is called one of the silent ones. Be on your lookout. Don't assume that you know everything. I'll tell you, we know an awful lot less than we think we do. There are so many wonderful, wonderful mysteries that are being uncovered now. And I think really that we begin to become more and more aware of how little we know the more we progress on the spiritual path. That's when that reverential awe that's described as fear of the Lord enters in. It's not being afraid of God, but it's being in awesome respect and reverence at how humongous this plan is. How huge, how vast infinity is. And how very much we need to stay connected to a Lord of Light, a radiant lineage of energy, the Christ, the Wayshower, the one who is the giver of light to you. And again, you discern them by their fruit. The fruit of a positive contact will always set you free. So any kind of bondage that you ever encounter, whether it's in a teaching or a church or a synagogue or a temple, gurudwara, whatever it is you're studying in, a mandir, whatever, if it doesn't lead to a greater sense of peace and joy and freedom, look out. You're probably in some dead religion, which ends to a cul-de-sac of repeated experience and rebirths and more embroilment in the limitational fields that we call the third density human experience. Remember that we are being reformatted back into the original divine state that was intended for this earth before it came under the fall, before death and disease and old age and every form of limitation entered. We walked and spoke to our Creator as conscious parts of our Creator. See, I find it difficult to describe that in a way that will make sense because our whole brain and way of perceiving is based on here and there, them and us, God up in the sky somewhere, we're down here somewhere, and that's not the way it is at all. Truly, we live and move and have our being in God, just like the fish in the ocean, like the bird in the air, like a cell in the body of God, like the light from God's eyes, like the beat of God's heart. We are intrinsically in God. God is in us. God dwells in us. God breathes the breath of life through us. God beats the heart. God is the rhythm and pulsation of life as it flows through our atomic structure and our cellular structure. It's anchored, the divine presence is anchored through the DNA of every cell of our being, giving sentiency and a sense of presence because we feel our physical bodies. We are also in every historical period in myriads and myriads of bodies at this time. But because we are not designed to be aware of that in the human third-dimensional consciousness programs, our sun acts as a consciousness filter to prevent us from embracing of a multiplicity of identity positionings and awarenesses so that we don't become Looney Tunes here. That would be damaging to our body to have too much of that information downloaded, and it would not serve the purpose of this testing, training, biological experimental zone called planet Earth. So trust when you don't have conscious experiences that these things are taking place anyway, and it is revealed to you when it's for your highest good. I've often said that if you don't remember past lives or your dreams or experiences on other planes, don't worry about it. It's not because you're not spiritual or you're not developing properly. It's just because we're in a need-to-know universe. And there's just a lot of stuff you don't need to know. And when you get to where you need it, it will be downloaded into you. When you move into this ascension graduation, it will be done in a way that does not shock your consciousness. You will have a flow. You will have a sense of being and presence that will be totally appropriate at that moment. Know that you're never given anything that you can't handle, ever, at any time. It may be up to the last bit that you think you can handle, but there is a limit to everything that keeps it within the range of your copability and what you can manage, and that applies spiritually as well as physically. So, again, I want you to enjoy your life. Enjoy and celebrate your incarnations. Don't get drawn into the destructions around you and the things that are happening in the news. For the simple reason, if you can't do something about it, then stay out of it and hold the light. You can hold the light, you can stay in the love and peace and centeredness of God, and in doing that, you will do a tremendous amount of service for the planet. If you're in an area where you can make a difference, a positive difference, if you're a speaker or someone who can write articles that bring greater clarity, then go for it. That's a wonderful thing. Or do a radio show like I am. This is a wonderful way to share the light and the love and the joy of positive information that the world is, you know, it's a world based on security, sensation, and power, and the things that threaten those three areas. Those are the areas of the three lower chakras. So get out of it. You know, move to your higher chakras and live from those higher levels of awareness. And you'll find that gradually we're in the time that many of the prophets say are the separation of the sheep and the goats. So there will be a great division now between the people who are choosing to graduate with the ongoing program of light and those people that will be moving into the lunar energy, which will move them into the reincarnational cycles. We are going into the great, great, great central sun world. And when I speak of the house of God or the many mansions of God or the worlds within worlds, we are talking about a realm, my heavens, where there are literally millions and millions of suns. I mean, you know, words fail you at this point. But we're going into the Kolob, the very heart of God, or the very heart of the great, great, great central sun system. And as you pierce into those levels, and they're accessed inwardly, generally through the brow, which leads into the crown chakra, and you go right up through those great central sun systems, and they all line up one after another in a beautiful progression of light within light within light within light. And this is the centrifuge that I was speaking about, too, the centrifugal energy that pulls you up, and it's the path of return, the path of the upward flow through the light and sound of divine love and joy and ecstasy and bliss into the heart of the all that is. I know I've been going into that state so much lately I can barely see into the physical. That's when you're in that state, sometimes this dimension begins to fade. It looks like fog. I can understand why in the Bible they describe the presence of God descending like a cloud, so much so that sometimes you couldn't even see the tabernacle in the ancient Jewish times. I can understand that because sometimes the cloud of God's presence is so thick that you can barely see in the physical realm. And this is part of that moving into the kingdom of God, is dwelling in the presence of the Beloved. So that you are in the Beloved is in you, you're in Christ, Christ is in you. That is the hope and glory. That is the manifestation of the kingdom of God being born on earth, in you and through you. And when you're in that state, you know what? You could just stay there forever. You don't even think about yourself. You just want to give to others and help others to realize and to receive that same blessedness. You want everyone to come out of the closet of limitation and negation and fear and intimidation and to be the glory of the Spirit-led sons of God, walking the earth in empowerment. And so much so that in seeing you, they have seen the Father, and you are the very image of your Creator in time and space. And that's to me where it's all at and what our show is about. And what I like to share with you is that progress that we are taking as we do this collective exodus of our consciousness from the old systems of entrapment into the promised land, which is in another universe that we are now overlapping with and moving into even as we speak. So again, your contacts are important. Make sure that they're leading you to where you have chosen to go. If you have made negative contacts and affiliations, you can verbally cancel them. You can verbally write out a new contract and burn it and go to serve notice on the downline, so to speak, if you've been caught in a downline that's draining your life in some way. You can cancel the karma and ask the Lord Satya Sai Baba, ask the Lord Jesus the Christ, ask the spiritual travelers to assist you in stepping free through grace. And they will, but you have to make a firm stand for the light, and you have to turn your back forevermore on those downward paths that lead to entrapment and repeated reincarnations, and even worse. This is a time that my spiritual upline has said that the souls that don't graduate will need to wait for another 26,000-year cycle before another Earth at the same level is prepared for them to re-embody on. So that's why there's a great push right now for people to awaken and to graduate, because we really don't want anyone to have to repeat the grade when they have an opportunity to make a better choice for their lives. But it does require making that choice verbally and consciously and committing yourself very solidly to the Lord and to the unfolding of your highest spiritual potential. At this point, I think what I'm going to have us do is do a little out-of-body work. So take a deep breath and see yourself standing in a circle with your other brothers and sisters in the Christ light. And we're holding hands as we come into formation around the earth. Feel the connection that you have with the entire peoplehood of God. Look around and you'll see people from all religions and backgrounds and countries and cultures, all different regional garments. But you know what? We all have the same blood in our system. We all bleed red. We all have the same Lord breathing the breath of life through our lungs. We all have the same divine life pulsating blood through our veins. We all have a beautiful life, an incarnation in which we are being presented by the Lords of Light with the opportunity to graduate from physical incarnations locked in limitational biological testing zones, such as this planet Earth. We're being called to exit this program, this holodeck, and to move with the Lords of Light into the higher dimensional universe to co-create a more lovely arena for the unfolding of consciousness. One has already been prepared for us, and we will inherit it. And in turn, we will be called forward to help create others for other souls. For the waves of light are ongoing. And this is a time in which God, having made him herself the many, is delighting in playing in the different realms of creation. It's true, we're all part of God, and God is part of us. and we can't really be lost within that equation. But it sure can feel like we're lost when our soul gets fragmented off into negative patternings. And so move your awareness back into that which is the eternal Atma, the Spirit, and know that in highest truth, you have never left the heart of God. You are safe, you are loved, and you're part of a huge family of light. Feel the warmth of your brothers' and sisters' hands as you hold them. Send the love of your heart to each of your brothers and sisters throughout the world. You are all connected to the Christ consciousness grid. See it as a golden series of pentagons linking you, heart to heart, mind to mind, power center to power center, solidly anchoring you in that which is the highest divine destiny and program of light. Now take your hands and hold them palms outward and allow the superluminal light of the Father, Mother God, through the office of the Christ, through the order of Melchizedek, to flow through your hands and your palms to this beautiful planet in the center of our circle. We, the peoplehood of God, send the light of the Christ, of the Holy Spirit, of the avatar lineage of Sai Baba, of the lineage of spiritual travelers of light and sound, of all those who constitute the peoplehood of God. In the name of the Most High, we send this light to our planet Earth, north, south, east, west, above and below, light to all beings, to all countries, to all administrative leaders, to all people who are in any way suffering, in need of healing, in need of support, in need of liberation, in need of strength. Light for the highest good of all concerned. Take a deep breath. And allow the breath of the Holy Spirit to bless this earth and bless all people and bless yourself in time and space. Bless the place you occupy, the country, the nationality, and the many connections that have brought you to this point in this time. And as we prepare to close our show, let's chant a beautiful chant. Baraka is a word of Arabic derivative that means the imparted blessings of grace of God. Salam is the Arabic word for peace. Shalom is the Hebrew word. And Shanti is the Sanskrit word. So we're going to sing them together. Ready? Baraka Salam Shalom Shanti. Baraka Salam Shalom Shanti. Baraka Salam Shalom Shanti. Baraka Shalom Shanti. Shanti. Peace to all beings. Peace and love and joy to all beings. Shanti is a wonderful, wonderful mantra because it is the very sound energy of peace itself. So let's close with just chanting Shanti. Shanti. Shanti.